It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning, I'm Sasha Keir with the latest news, sports and weather. Starting with national news, the government is unveiling its poverty action plan today, tackling the so-called working poor, people who have a job but struggle to make ends meet. One in five people faces poverty risk despite the nation's wealth. The plan includes a €45 increase in child benefit from 2027 and new care home subsidies for pensioners with an income of €4,200 a month. However, increases to minimum pensions and wages are off the table for now. Luxembourg's Lycée Vauban has been ranked the 10th best French school worldwide and 6th in Europe. The school achieved a 100% baccalaureate pass rate, with over 93% of students earning honours last year. EU interior ministers are meeting in Brussels today to finalise how the bloc's asylum pact will work in practice. Leon Glodon and his counterparts are focusing on the solidarity mechanism for distributing asylum seekers fairly across member states, as well as establishing faster return procedures for rejected applicants. Peace talks on Ukraine continue in London today, where leaders from Britain, France, Germany and Ukraine are discussing the US peace plan. President Trump claims Russia supports his proposal, though Moscow has yet to comment officially. Territorial issues and security guarantees remain the main obstacles. The United Nations has condemned global apathy towards suffering as it launches its 2026 humanitarian appeal. UN Humanitarian Chief Tom Fletcher has described this as a time of brutality and indifference, criticising politicians who boast of cutting aid. The UN appeal is looking for $23 billion to help 87 million people in crisis zones including Gaza, Ukraine, Sudan, Haiti and Myanmar. The nominations for the Golden Globe Awards will be announced today, kicking off Hollywood's award season ahead of the Oscars in March. Films expected to feature include Hamlet, Sinners, Marty Supreme and Wicked for Good. Actors Timothée Chalamet, Emma Stone, Leonardo DiCaprio and Jesse Buckley are among those tipped for recognition. The ceremony takes place on the 11th of January. And in cricket, Australia are on the brink of retaining the Ashes after winning the first two tests against England by 8 wickets. The third test begins in Adelaide on the 17th of December, with the hosts seeking their fourth consecutive series victory on home soil. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
We have unseasonably mild, wet and windy weather in Luxembourg this week as low pressure arrives in most of Western Europe. It's a cloudy day with stronger than usual wind gusts and rain scheduled for the early evening. The temperature is around 12 degrees now and staying for the rest of the day.